Well, and that's kind of my thing. It's there are a lot of beasts. It, you know, before the whole UFO thing and the government admitted, okay, now we got this. This stuff was kind of taboo. You didn't talk about this type of thing. But how much of folklore is folklore?
Right. Exactly.
How much of myth is myth?
Yeah.
You go around and you look at caves all over and you see UFO things. You see strange beasts. You hear about prince and kings going and fighting battles with dragons. Mm. How much of this is fake?
I'm going to say 85% is real.
Real? Wow. Okay.
So, and I believe
you're going for it.
I am. I'm going for it because I think a lot is hidden on purpose. There's a phrase I'm trying to think of it, but some is hidden and some is maybe you know which one I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, but not all will be. I'm trying to look for the word.
Well,
found maybe
this triangle. The World-Newton Triangle is also known for sightings of zombies, fairies, dragons, and a phantom river called the Waters of Woe.
Right.
Now, I'm telling you what, you want to start a rock band, Waters of Woe would be a pretty awesome name, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
However, it seems weird to me, like zombies. Do you think zombies are real?
No. I think they're trying to create zombies.
See, I can tell you, you're 100% wrong.
Really?
Yeah, it's proven fact that over in the Asian countries,
well,
they actually, the governments recognize zombies. Now, how do they do it? They take a concoction of poisonous dart frogs, all this stuff, and they turn somebody into a zombie state. And literally, you take ownership of a zombie. They've had people in court.
Wow.
People have been missing for 20 years and then all of a sudden wandered up at their home.
Huh.
Okay. And they talk about being zombified, how having to do work. It's like enslaving people, but using drugs to do it.
Yeah.
One time, puts you in a catatonic state and you just start following orders.
Right.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah. I believe so. And I think animals are the perfect example of zombies. When they get rabies, I've said this before. They are basically, when they get rabies, they're in a zombified state.
Right.
They drool from their mouth.
Yep.
They just want blood.
Right.
And what does a zombie want? Blood.
Well, you know, then you have chronic wasting disease in deer.
Yeah.
They just sit there and they zombie out. I mean, it's, you know. Here's the scary part. I remembered on the other show doing a report that I had got about scientists, bioscientists, trying to take chronic wasting disease and attach that, interthread that with the human disease.
Right.
Now imagine chronic wasting disease being, you know, biologically modified.
I know.
To be able to be injected into humans and for humans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That gives me some cause for pause. You know what I'm saying?
It does me too. Yeah.
People playing God.
But it's frustrating.
Because, mad cow disease, too. Yes, exactly.
What's frustrating about it, though, Hans, like you said, man, they're trying to be God. Man will never get there. That's the problem. Man tries to.
Right.
But man can't figure out how this all happened. You know what I'm saying?
What I have found is the most disgusting things that have happened to the human race has been other humans.
Yeah.
It hasn't been nature. Yeah. It hasn't been animals. It's been other humans.
It's not God's destroyed the earth. I've heard people say, well, God's the reason why we're where we're at today. I said, no, we're not. No, it's not.
Right.
I said, God didn't put that mindset in your head. That's the other guy.
So yesterday we talked about the AI. We talked about the drones going and killing people. We talked about these sex bots that have AI. And it's very troubling to me that people actually trust AI.
Right.
Do you trust AI?
I do not trust AI.
Do you believe, like me, that at some point AI is going to be smart enough to learn on its own?
To turn on us, like in that movie.
The Terminator?
No. I can go back further. The one with the computer back in the 80s. Remember the computer, and all of a sudden it took over everything?
I don't remember it.
I wish I could remember that movie.
I know the Creep Show. Had an episode like that where, you know.
Well, I think that was another one, but this is like I know it's from the 80s.
I'll go back further than that. How about all the way to the 70s?
Yeah.
Okay. What show had mechanical engineering take over all on its own?
Star Trek.
No. Remember AC/DC?
Yeah.
Do you remember the semis?
I was getting ready to say Maximum Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty much something took over those semis.
Well, think about this. Now,
it had to be AIs, what they were letting us know.
Well, all the computers
remember,
are hooked into trucks now.
I think they're 75 years in advance science. So I think they went to the production crew and said, here, we got you an idea. I mean, this is conspiracy Noah stuff, guys. You ain't going to get this anywhere
space
else.
Odyssey.
You're not going to get this anywhere else.
Matt Finn, Susie Q. It's happening. So people don't learn from their mistakes, right?
No.
All right, check this out. What do you think of that? The majority of Europeans.
Government ran by the AI?
An AI government. And this is a international survey. Tell me what you think about this.
Have they lost their noodle?
Their marbles?
Yeah.
Where's my marbles? My marbles. My marbles. Okay. Where's my marbles? Remember Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Where's my marbles?
Like I said, they're dehumanizing people. Now the Europeans are getting dehumanized because they're allowing a robot to run their lives instead of actual human being running lives. I'd rather have a human being trying to run my life than a robot.
Well, have you noticed, and some people don't really realize this, but have you noticed some of the greatest things that we've had have been human error?
Yeah.
You take AI. AI will have one goal, one mission.
Yeah.
That's it. This scares the hell out of me, though.
It does me, too. What if you piss the AI off enough and it says, well
according to them, AI doesn't have emotions, doesn't have feelings, so it only calculates what's best for the world. Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
The first thing that would go in AI would be elderly people. Elderly people serve no purpose. They're a drain on society, according to mathematical projections and things like that. So AI would be like, oh, we don't need the elderly people. It doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
It's, you know, what would Spock say? I mean, well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Illogical. Right?
It is.
But then there's the human side of things that the AI has no part of.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to say. Everybody's trying to take the human element out of everything nowadays. It's because they've let AI, they want AI to control our minds.
Absolutely, they do.
And our decision. I don't want that.
It says,
that's what the Europeans want. They're crazy.
Researchers from the Spanish-based IE University Center for the Governance of Change asked over 2,000 people from 11 countries around the world how they would feel about cutting down on human error by removing a sizable percentage of MPs and replacing them with an AI.
Right.
That's dangerous. Mm. Why is that dangerous? Well, we literally just talked about the story out of Libya,
right,
where they're using drones to kill people, put explosive packs on them.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the drones got minds of their own.
I think I remember the movie, one of the main titles, like the main phrase in the movie.
Yeah.
Where the computer says, do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
That's the movie I'm talking about.
Okay, well, that movie is a slasher movie.
Okay.
That movie's got the little guy sitting on the table with the big red circles on his cheeks. Would you like to play a game?
Oh, we're talking about Stalin. I'm thinking of the wrong movie then. Way off. I'll tell you, I know the actor was Matthew Broderick. It was one of his first movies. He was young.
Matthew Broderick.
Back in the 80s.
Was that SpaceX?
No, it wasn't SpaceX.
Okay.
But I know it's like probably his first ever film because he was young. I'm talking early 20s.
Well, it says in this study that they did, they found a shade over half, 51%, were entirely happy with the idea of handing the business of government over to an algorithm that had access to limitless data about the country and its population.
Wow.
War games.
That's it. Okay. And that was about AI.
Well,
before AI was known.
So what kind of moron would say that it's a good idea for AI to run a government?
Yeah.
Imagine this. I can literally imagine this. Would things be super efficient? Yes.
Right.
But how can AI determine whether or not humans are happy.
Right.
Again, remember I asked you to say what is happy?
Yeah.
What do they care about what's happy?
They don't.
Happiness to them, here's the thing, AI could never understand.
No.
Us going to the beach, having a picnic.
Feeling. It has no human feelings, no human attraction to you, to the human being.
Right, like AI. AI can't understand sex.
Emotion.
Or the
yeah.
things that we get from any emotion. They yeah. don't understand
yeah.
that.
It's just like the show yesterday where you had the sex bot. Okay?
Right.
And it's AI controlled.
Right.
That thing don't have no feeling. It doesn't care if it pisses you off today. It don't care if it makes you joyful today. We won't bring that word back in. And I don't care. It doesn't care about your feeling.
Okay, so check this out.
It's just like regular government. They don't care about our feelings. So
I was talking with Lockwood yesterday, right? And he was telling me, hey, you need to bring this up on your show. They want to take AI and they want to put algorithms in insurance companies. They want to use your DNA using AI, and AI will go through all the DNA databases and say, well, you're prone to get this. You're prone to get this. You're prone to get this. And then the insurance costs are going to be determined yeah. by the DNA of your history.
Right.
What do you think of that? Do you think that insurance companies, just another way AI is going to, you know,
yeah.
screw the masses, do you think AI should be able to be involved in the insurance industry where it's going through and identifying problems with your DNA and them telling insurance companies what you possibly could be susceptible to, and then you have a higher premium?
Now here's the problem with that. That's called invasion of privacy.
What privacy? Remember, the Supreme Court ruled that we do not have the expectation of the right to privacy after the Patriot Act.
Yeah. Well, that's after the Patriot Act.
Right.
Which that's the worst piece of document ever written. But
it was written by your president right now.
Yeah, I know. He ain't my president.
Well, he's all resident. Of our presidents. He's our president.
He's my resident.
Well.
Not president.
Regardless of what you think, this is scary to me. Why do you think they have those great big buildings that they said, oh, we're not actually collecting information on you? And then it went to that too. Okay, we are collecting information on you, but we're not using the information we collected.
Yeah.
And now we see them literally talking about AI running governments. We see them talking about AI determining how much you owe for insurance.
Right.
You know, then it'll get to the point where
Matt
said HIPAA wouldn't apply.
Yep.
It won't.
No,
and,
no.
And as a matter of fact, right now we're seeing it in real life. HIPAA is actually excluded from a lot of government agencies. They can literally ask you anything. They can put your information out there. That's what's going on with, you know, the pandemic right now.
Yeah.
So when I refuse to get a card. I refuse to be back in the day. I don't care what political affiliation you have.
Yeah.
You should be pissed off that the government even wants to try to make us show paperwork.
Yeah.
For, you know what I'm saying?
And get this. In order to go to concerts, I heard there was a concert. One of the bands, I guess, said that, I think it was a country act. I can't remember which one. But they said something about, you'll spend $90 at regular price if you didn't get the COVID shot. But if you get the COVID shot, you only have pay $18 to get in.
There's a whole bunch of that going on right now.
And it's craziness, man.
They're giving away small business loans if you go take the jab. Some people are giving away free beer. Some are doing free concerts, all in an order to get
people. Why are they so into this one shot that hasn't even been tested?
Well, the FDA has slowly been saying, okay, this one's okay. We're not going to fully document. Here's my problem.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, why is it that they get shielded from, if it's great and it works, why do they get shielded from being sued?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they get protection. And it's kind of funny that out of everything, they do get protected the most. And the highest paid government official, by the way, is Fauci.
Right, okay. Well, he is.
So that ought to tell you something. It all don't smell good. It smells like a sour pig.
Well, I'm gonna agree with you there because it wasn't the FDA put there, to protect Americans.
Yeah, we didn't need them to tell us, what to do next and stuff like that.
Okay, remember the FDA approved Agent Orange.
Yeah,
but they won't approve some of these jabs.
I know.
Okay, does that give anybody pause to think about that? Agent right. Orange was a... approved by the FDA, but these jabs are not. And then you have the head of the FDA saying, listen, if I won't put it in my family's body, I won't say right. that I'll put it in yours.
Yeah.
It makes me pause. And I'm not being a conspiracy theorist or anything no, else. I'm just saying.
Being factual.
Right. And okay, and like let's say this. I got a lot of kids, right?
Yeah.
What if I get it and it does something to me where I literally can't support my family? What if my right. wife gets it and she can't support the family?
Right.
These are real things.
It is.
These are questions that can't be taken lightly.
Lightly, no.
So we go from that, right?
Right.
To this. And I'm telling you, this is all over the news. I don't know if people are paying attention. Go ahead and belt it out, brother.
Government UFO hunters may reopen Britain's X-Files and track down alien life.
Why?
Because they've already found it.
Well, listen to this. Britain could revive its UFO desk depending on the findings of a report into extraterrestrials due out next month by the U.S. Pentagon's UAP task force.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it's this is all coming out, all these stories. We just never heard so many UFO stories coming out lately until now.
Right, UFOs. And
yeah, and it's everywhere.
Right.
It's not just here. It's Europe.
People ask why, Asia. You know, this is a comedy show. Right. But yet we're bringing this stuff out like the dwarves.
Well, we're variety, too.
Well, we are. Well, remember the story about the dwarves. This is the most important one, I think, because it shows everything in relevance.
Right.
That you were considered a nutcase to believe in.
Right.
They framed it as if you believe there were dwarves.
Yep.
And then the government said, okay, let's give them the information. There was a dwarf found. There was a mummy dwarf found. There were graves of dwarves found. The expedition of Lewis and Clark actually asked to go meet these people. The Indians right. said, no, that part was kind of like hidden away. Right. All of these things are just here.
Right.
I mean, one minute you're a crazy nutcase for thinking about it. The next, right. okay, here is what it is.
It is. That's the case.
It says the Ministry of Defense dedicated UFO desk has been defunct since 2009. But a Pentagon probe into unidentified flying objects, now called unidentified aerial phenomenon, could see it reviewed. Okay, let me ask you that. Just that right there. Why did they change the name from UFO to unidentified aerial phenomenon?
I don't know.
Is there any reason that they could have a good reason to change the name other than, well, we told you that... UFOs weren't real, but now they are real, so we're just going to rename it, and that way it makes us look better?
I think so.
I'm going to ask the cranker community, the yeah. super crankers out there, why would you change the name from unidentified flying objects to unidentified aerial phenomena?
I think it's just to show us their hand that, hey, we've had all this all along.
But if you have an admiral in San Diego, and he's literally watching UFOs dive into the ocean.
Yeah.
When we have pilots that can't explain, we have, you know,
yeah.
phenomenon, okay?
Yeah.
UFOs that are defying physics in front of our warfighters.
Right.
Why? Matt Finn says, because most people early off wouldn't know while looking through documents, UAP wouldn't stand out.
Right.
There you go.
That says more, a lot right there.
More hidden agenda, like almost like a calculated release, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
It is.
Yeah. It says it has been labeled a landmark moment by UFOologists, and a senior defense source says Downing Street certainly wouldn't rule out reforming the UFO desk if findings call for it.
Right.
Meaning that, guess what? If they're saying this now, it's already happening.
Right. That's true. That is.
So Britain, I'm telling you right now, they have a task force for UFOs, right. for aliens. I've talked to some pretty high up military officials, and they tell me that.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you what they tell me, but I'll tell you this. It would blow your socks off. Like, who's here already?
Right.
Who we know is here already?
Right.
What do you say?
What is there to say? I mean, like I say, this is the headlines today. UFOs, UFOs, UFOs. You know what? We talked about UFOs in the 80s like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, as a kid, we'd be like, what's up with all this alien talk? I mean, I used to say that. You had E.T. came out right after that.
Right.
Then you started having the, what was the one before? Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Right, right.
Oh, my gosh. That was so real. So real.
Well, like, but
what E.T. I saw when was I was
a good
young
guy.
Yeah. But well, the spaceship, even the E.T. spaceship, was kind of surreal to what I saw. Well, I say, I believe they already knew this technology existed, and I believe they already knew about aliens enough.
Sister Q said they talked about like this in the 50s, too.
Yeah.
And they did because there were so many sightings.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if you've noticed, our weather is a little bit whacked out. I think that's like part of, you know, the magnetic centers of Earth changing and stuff like that.
Exactly. But what I'm trying to get at, Hans, on this topic alone, is, you know, the CIA sits on production crews of movies, right?
Right.
Some. And they'll sit, and it's mostly action movies like Mission Impossible, James Bond. And it's just they sit in and they tell them how to produce the movie. And it's usually a former CIA guy or a current one.
Right.
And they'll sit on the set and they'll tell them how to make this. I think they do the same thing with the alien movies.
Well, they very well could.
Because I think they know more than they've ever let on.
Oh, they always have. And, I mean, everybody has said it.
This goes deep.
Well, Bill Clinton, you know, for all of his downfalls, Bill Clinton actually tried to get this done back in his tenure.
Right. Yeah.
And they wouldn't do it. Because the president is really not the power that you think he is. He's more of a talking head.
He is the talking head. And it's a matter of the Congress is where it's at.
Right. Well,
the House and the Senate. Because if you can't control that, then you can't. The president has very little control. We've seen that with the last administration.
Right. Well,
but his own turned on him anyway. But that's a whole different topic.
Okay. So JFK, 7 days before he was fatally shot.
Yeah.
Said there is a conspiracy in America to enslave every man, woman, and child in this country, and I will expose it before I'm done. Do you think that had something to do
with this? That's a possibility. I believe that, too. I believe that's a very strong possibility.
Okay, because you start looking at, and a lot of this stuff is put out. There's disinformation put out to cover up real information. But there's people, and I'm not saying I'm one of the believers, but there's people that say that there are lizard people here.
Yeah.
There's reports of that. I mean, even in, like, military documents.
Oh, yeah.
There's reports of grays. There's reports of blues. There's now, and then remember, we had a Pentagon official 2 weeks ago come out and say that we literally have in our possession exotic material not of this world. What does that mean exactly?
I know.
Exotic material not of this world.
I don't know. It's... I believe there's other life out there.
So do this. Walk outside tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm serious. Walk outside.
Yeah.
Go in the dark. Look up at the sky.
Look at the sky even on a normal night.
All those stars out in there and tell me that every single one of them stars is either a planet and or a star. And most of them, like 99.9% of them, are in another galaxy. And tell me we are the only intelligent life forms in the galaxies. Just tell me that.
Right.
Because I think that you're going to be hard-pressed. I think that you'd have to be an egomaniac
not to,
say that we're the only intelligent life form. And then I look at some of our life forms, and I wonder how damn intelligent we really are.
I know, right?
I mean, does that get to you?
It does. It does. So I know there's more intelligent life out there. I'm starting to believe it myself. And there for a long time, I was skeptical.
Well, I think everybody is. I think that's put into us.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is or what isn't.
Yeah, because if we're not skeptical at first, then we got an issue anyway.
Well, you know, I kind of want to do a show on, have you ever walked in somewhere and you're like, you get this creepy feeling and you're like,
Yeah.
Could that be just instinct? Like, something's wrong here. There is, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that through all this, you know, social engineering and things like that, we have actually lost our ability to be in touch with the normal things that we have.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Our instincts are gone because of the social engineering and the grooming that is being done by people.
That's exactly what it is, social engineering.
It is.
Yeah.
So anyways, we got a couple minutes left. What else you got, brother?
Well, I'm going to start, Hans, I think I'm going to start reading the joke of the day at the end of the broadcast.
All right. You got a couple of them?
I've got a couple.
Okay. How good are the jokes?
That's actually pretty good. Pretty good. Why did the hipster burn his mouth, Hans?
Why did the hipster burn his mouth?
Yeah.
I give up.
He drank the coffee before it was cool. Perfect for morning crankers, right?
Usually hipsters and coffee don't mix. Usually hipsters are drinking like, what are you drinking today?
Yeah. Since we're talking about, and I figure since we're talking about aliens and stuff, this will be a good joke for today. What kind of music do planets like?
I give up.
Neptune.
That's awesome. I like that one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Where'd you pull that out of? Uranus?
Possibly.
Hey, that was an original. I mean,
it was. But hey, we tried to bring it to the top of the hour to y'all, but we all had technical difficulties. But we hope when we redid the show, we gave you our best.
Well, I'm telling you,
because I thought that this was a great show.
I still don't know
other than
what
that
happened. I'm just gonna have to reboot everything again, right. Start over from scratch. We'll have to come here an hour early because
right.
I don't know. Never had that happen before. I mean, you did right. a sound check, sounded great, got
right.
2-3 minutes in, and then it changed.
Right.
That's why I am deathly afraid of updates on computers.
Right. And guys, Hans, put the camera just on me for a minute.
Okay.
And then I'm going to reel this in every end of the show, too. Hey, kiddos. Hey, crankers and crankerettes alike. Remember to keep your soy boys spayed and neutered. Thank you very much.
We love you. Have a great day.
Tomorrow. Thanks.